بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We are reading from this kitab Mu'amalat, The Spiritual Dimension of Monetary Dealings in Islam. The chapter in regards to Baraka, what we say, Barakat, that how can a person draw Barakat and blessings in his life, in his iman, in his taqwa, in his amal, and also blessings in his business and sustenance. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave us divine prescriptions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and barakat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a mu'min, he lives for and he works for barakat and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst those asbabul baraka, those means, those a'mal by means of which a person can draw barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And barakat also, which means qareelun kathiru naf'i. It is a little, but the benefit is vast, is plenty. Person doesn't work for figures, but he works for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah becomes pleased, the motivation and the intention is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he draws barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst those asbab and those means by means of which he can draw barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salam. Salam when entering the house and surah Ikhlas. This is a riwayat of Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained about poverty and difficulty in earning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, when you enter your house, make salam. Whether there is someone present or not, send salam unto me and read Suratul Ikhlas once. Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained about poverty and difficulty in earning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, when you enter your house, make salam. Whether there is someone present or not, send salam unto me and read Surah Ikhlas once. The person did as he was told, as a result of which Allah granted him so much of sustenance that he began spending on his relatives and neighbors. Well, this is a divine prescription from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we can see, there's no ta'alluq and link to what occupation is involved in, what shop he has. Commonly we'll find if a person comes to us also, come to an alim of deen, this problem right now, what do I do? Then sometimes even that alim of deen becomes a business consultant. Well, ask that person where your shop is. Maybe the lighting is not too good. Maybe the stock isn't the correct stock for that market. So he goes into all those type of advices or those type of becomes a consultant. Whereas Nabi Ali salatu wasalam turned the hands of insan to the Khaliq and the Creator and the Raziq, that is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to a'mal, from mal to a'mal. They say in a'mal also there is mal. Person will carry out a'mal, Allah will grant him mal also. But the motivation is the pleasure of Allah. That Allah will give him so much of mal that he is free to carry out a'mal. And from this dunya to akhirat. So his heart and his attention was turned away. On this riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the sahabi radiallahu anhu, so he complained about poverty and difficulty. That things are tight about his ma'ash. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to him that you enter your house, not when you enter your business, when you enter your home, go back home also in a cheerful manner. You had a difficult day in the business, don't take it home. Many a times then the bad mood of a person in his business is extended to the home. And then the wife has to warn the children that Abba is coming now, you better take cover. Well, you should come home cheerfully. Everything left in the business, whatever it was there. Now I'm going home. This is a place of sukoon. It's called a maskan in Arabic. Maskan means the home, a place of sukoon. So when you enter the house, make salam. Then go back home now with salam. Salam with dua. And salam also is such a powerful amal, if done correctly. In one riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions afshu salam. Afshu, Arabic word, afshu means to spread something from ifsha. The same word is used that don't make ifsha of a person's secret. Don't spread a person's secret. So in the same way, when it comes to salam, they must make ifsha. Like how, when you tell someone, don't tell anyone. But how that don't tell anyone spreads to everyone. I'm only telling you, don't tell anyone. And the second person, tell the third person, I'm telling you only, don't tell anyone. And how the secret goes on, like it's a whisper, but it just spreads. So spread your salam like that also. But it's so, so common in the homes, in the businesses, in the marketplaces. And these adab, they are etiquettes and sunnahs in regards to salam. So when entering the home, make salam. And to make salam correctly. In salam also, how to say it. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us that when it comes to making salam, the wording should be correct. As-salamu alaykum, not salams. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This we should learn is a powerful dua. When you are saying As-salamu alaykum to the inhabitants of the home, then we are making dua for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you salam, safety, peace. As-salamu alaykum, safety, peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will be safe from my tongue, from my hands. This is a guarantee when you make salam. So making dua for the people of the home. The second meaning of As-salamu alaykum, As-salam is a quality, a sifat attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salamu al-mu'minu al-mahaymin. Allah is As-salam. So he's saying to the people in the home, may Allah, who is As-Salam, be with you. Who is the one that grants security, peace and safety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. Only Mazhar Sahib mentioned one time also, that at one place there was some mouth disease. They went to the ulama ikram, we find no cure for this. So he said, because it's got to do with the mouth, make salam, spread it amongst yourself. And make dua for one another. As-salamu alaykum, as-salamu alaykum, as-salamu alaykum. And you find among the Arabs also, it's very common. The salam just comes out. But the correct salam, in the correct manner also. So they began to make salam. And very quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured them. Because that mouth that had the disease now was used to make dua. And to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as-salamu alaykum, salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam said to him, make salam when you enter the home, whether there is someone present or not. So if somebody is there, then you make as-salamu alaykum. So there is one salam when you enter the home. Then the second salam is when you meet the people of the home. So general salam. And here also, as Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to enter and used to make salam. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to enter the home. There were different chambers. One was the walkway. Then he had his home. Then he had a sihir area. The sihir is to enter to the Masjid al-Nabawi. This is the design of the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he entered the home, the passageway, the Aisha radiallahu anha says that the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it never used to be so loud that the person that was sleeping used to be awakened or disturbed. And it wasn't so soft that the person who was awake could not hear it. It was just in between, considering the one that was awake, that he'll get the dua also, or she will get the dua, and the person asleep also not disturbed. So the salam was made in a very ethical manner. So make salam whether there is someone present, then you'll make salam. The salam upon entering, that if there's some ghair mahram woman there, some visitor has come, then the women are aware that the men are entering right now. Or possibly the daughters, they are changing right now. Or they're moving in the home, they're not clad correctly, amicably. So by making salam, they become aware also that now a mahram has entered the home. So to make salam, whether there's someone present or not, and there's nobody in the home, then it mentioned also the salam for entering the home when the home is empty, there's no one there, then the salam should be As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. There's no one in the home, then we say As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. The riwayat mentioned sallim alayya wa sallim ala nafsik, that when you enter the home, then make salam upon me. It is Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and you read durood sharif. Or sallim ala nafsik, fa idha dakhaltum buyutan fasallimu ala anfusikum. When you enter a home, then fasallimu ala anfusikum, make salam upon yourselves. So there's no one there, then you make as-salamu alayna, salam upon us and upon the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika are there also. So salam to them. So when you enter your house, make salam, whether there is someone present or not. Thereafter send salam unto me. This is Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Then you can read Durud Sharif, read Surah Ikhlas. With Bismillah, Qul huwallahu ahad. And it's a very quick, a very short amal as you're entering. The person did as he was told, as a result of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him so much of sustenance that he began spending on his relatives and neighbors. Leave his own house. There was so much for his own home that it was more than enough that he began spending upon the people around him. This is the amount of barakat that a person will enjoy by just making salam and entering the home according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah.